Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, April 8th. Sandy Monroe, a manufacturing expert, has taken the task of disassembling a newly delivered Model Y in a series of videos. In a recent update, he shows how Tesla managed to make some great improvements over the Model 3, despite sharing 75% of the parts. Tesla managed to use the Model 3 floor pan in the SUV by raising the floor with engineered polypropene, which allows Tesla to have better wiring architecture and fit some more parts underneath. One of the most significant improvements that Monroe noted is that Tesla changed the long high-voltage wiring system that goes from the inverter to the charge port to pipes. In the video, Monroe also said that Tesla confirmed to him that they are going to be adding a casting to the Model Y's heat pump in order to reduce the noise. Tesla has released a new video with an impressive look inside the Gigafactory Shanghai, which is currently Tesla's only vehicle factory in operation. The new video shows the extent of Tesla's production capacity, now with what appears to be hundreds of robots working on the production lines. We barely see any employees until the powertrain, body, and final assembly process. Speaking of Shanghai, Tesla has been confirmed to be a partner in a new project to use blockchain technology to help with logistics in importing products for Gigafactory Shanghai. CargoSmart, a company specializing in shipment management technology, announced the completion of a successful pilot project with Costco Shipping Lines, Shanghai International Port Group, and Tesla for a new application to, quote, transform the cargo release process. Now, Tesla cleaned house with the 2020 Kelley Blue Book Luxury Brand Image Awards, which were announced just today. In the six categories, Tesla won five of them: Best Overall Luxury Brand, Best Value Luxury Brand, Most Refined Luxury Brand, Best Performance Luxury Brand, and Best Styling Luxury Brand. As for the last category, Most Trusted Luxury Brand, Lexus won, with Kelley Blue Book saying, quote, "For the fifth time in a row, Lexus is the luxury brand shoppers trust the most." Tesla started pushing a new software update that includes an updated launch mode with what Tesla is calling a cheetah stance, and the first real-world tests are coming in. YouTuber Drag Times is one of them, and they released a video about it with some very interesting findings. Drag Times now finds that with a new launch mode, he's seeing peak power increase from 580 kilowatts to 614 kilowatts, which is the equivalent of about 45 more horsepower. As for the times, the results are going down from 2.47 to 2.41 seconds for the 0 to 60 mile per hour acceleration. And in an email to employees leaked to Electrek, Tesla is announcing pay cuts and furloughs, while it also says that it plans to resume production by May 4th. Like many other companies, the automaker is now being forced to implement several cost-cutting measures, and in part the email reads, quote, "This is a shared sacrifice across the company that will allow us to progress during these challenging times. Pay will be temporarily reduced for salaried employees. For U.S. employees, the reductions are 30% for vice presidents and above, 20% for directors and above, and 10% for everyone else. These reductions are expected to be in place until the end of the second quarter. You will not report to work until the furlough ends, and you are directed to return by management, which we expect to be May 4th. In the email, Tesla did not explain how they came up with the May 4th date, but it does correlate with when the county's shelter-in-place order at the Fremont factory is set to end. Further delays to that government order are certainly possible. Volvo joins BMW, Ford, Honda, and Volkswagen in volunteering to meet more stringent emission goals set by the state of California. The company said they would not support federal legal challenges to the state's ability to set its own rules. On the other side of the aisle, Chrysler, Fiat, General Motors, and Toyota sided with the White House, calling for a national standard that is now weakened. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Spain's photovoltaic generation jumped 29.1% in March 2020 over the same month in 2019. And this is according to the Spanish grid operator, REE. And what's further, on March 29th at 2:29 p.m., Spain's solar covered 25.6% of all gigawatt hours produced across the country, which is a new milestone. Yesterday, a federal court struck down the EPA's rollback of a greenhouse gas leak prevention rule. This was regarding leak prevention and repair requirements for hydrofluorocarbons, the heat-trapping pollutants used in commercial and industrial refrigeration. The court said that the Trump administration did not follow proper procedure. Danish green energy company Ørsted has completed the 338-megawatt Sage Draw wind project in Texas. The 120 wind turbine project spreads across Garza and Linn counties and is capable of powering 120,000 U.S. households. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the Italian electric bicycle conversion kit company Bikey Bike has a new lightweight kit known as the Lightest. As the name implies, Bikey says that this is the lightest weight electric bike kit on the market, with the mid-drive unit weighing in at just 1.65 kilograms or 3.5 pounds. To give you a sense of scale, the 2016 Yamaha PWX production motor with similar stats comes in at almost double the weight with 3 kilograms or 6.78 pounds. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.